As 2023 comes to a close, it's important to take a few minutes to celebrate the important free market policy wins that happened across the nation at the state level in 2023. While they unfortunately don't receive the kind of media attention that federal issues generally do, these state policy wins are arguably much more meaningful for hardworking American taxpayers. Starting with the continuation of the historic tax cut movement, which began in 2021, 11 states cut income tax rates in 2023. The year began with Kentucky making a rate reduction in January and setting itself on the path to personal income tax elimination should revenue triggers be met. Notably, even deep blue Connecticut enacted personal income tax cuts this year, providing the tax cut movement can and should be a bipartisan cause. Other states cutting taxes include West Virginia, Montana, Utah, Arkansas, North Dakota, Indiana, Nebraska, Ohio, and North Carolina. The cuts seen in 22 states since the start of this tax cut movement in 2021 have been the product of surpluses created by prudent state fiscal practices and unprecedented levels of tax revenues. However, this doesn't prevent the budgetary doomsdayers from crying foul when lawmakers begin to discuss how to return overcollected tax dollars into the hardworking taxpayer. One common doomsdayer refrain is that tax cuts will harm the children, as the money used for cuts will be taken from education spending, as the argument goes. However, this completely ignores the fact that several states, such as North Carolina, have simultaneously increased teacher pay and cut taxes. North Carolina is just one of numerous policy examples of how tax cuts lead to enhanced economic conditions, more prosperity for all, and many times far more revenue generation than originally projected. As celebration-worthy as historic 2023 tax cuts are, 2023 is likely better described as the year of education freedom and parental rights in education, as an incredible 8 additional states enacted education freedom accounts that allow parents to choose the educational options that are best meet the needs of their individual children. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, the education freedom movement has picked up steam. The full switch to school choice started in West Virginia back in 2021 and continued with Arizona in 2022 before the windfall of wins for families and children this year. Several states also took steps to protect retiree benefits this year, most notably in North Dakota, led by House Majority Leader Mike LaFleur. Recognized the threat of unfunded pension liabilities to pension plan beneficiaries and taxpayers and made the switch to their pension plans from defined benefit to defined contribution 401k type systems to provide financial responsibility as well as flexibility for young workers. Beyond the defined contribution switch, several states took steps to keep politics out of pension investing. Environmental social governance, so-called ESG, investing and similar politically motivated strategies threaten to drive unfunded liabilities even higher in state pension systems, as investors using this strategy are no longer concerned in many cases with what is financially best for the plans. The ALEC model policy, State Government Employee Retirement Protection Act, keeps politics out of pensions by requiring that money managers, fiduciaries, make money management and proxy vote decisions with the sole financial interest of the planned and retirees in mind, known as the sole interest rule. Arkansas, led by Representative Mindy McElinden and Senator Josh Bryant, and Montana, led by Representative Terry Moore and Senator Tom McGillivray, used the ALEC model as a starting point from which to put the sole interest rule into law in those states, setting the gold standard for protecting public sector retirees with meaningful fiduciary rules. In addition to these two states, at least 6 others have passed laws that mirror the ALEC model, and many more have taken steps to protect their pension systems from these politically based investments. 2023 has been an incredible year for free market policy wins across the nation, and the hardworking taxpayers who will ultimately benefit from them. The momentum is in stark contrast to the seemingly permanent gridlock that has besieged our federal government in Washington, D.C. In this regard, in the last few years at ALEC, incredibly excited for 2024, in addition to the year ahead, we've laid out our essential policy solutions for 2024 in a new publication. In it, we outline the best policy solutions from our policy task forces that are designed to tackle the most prescient issues Americans are facing, and that we believe best promote free markets, limited government, and federalism. For more information and to download your free copy of our 2024 ALEC Essential Policy Solutions for States, visit ALEC.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.